it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The windup in the 1-0 pitch, and it's swung on, hit in the air, left field, deep, going back to the new center fielder, Dean. He's looking up, and it is gone, and JT has hit one out to left center, and the Phillies with a 4-1 lead here in the top of the eighth inning as Real Muto hammers the pitch from Clayton Kershaw.
Yeah, baby. Game three was a thrill. And tonight, game four. With the Phillies' best current healthy starting pitcher. That would be Christopher Sanchez. Obviously, I use the word healthy, meaning no Zach Wheeler. But you get Sanchez, and you know you got Duran in your back pocket for two innings if need be. And my gut feeling is it's going to get there. One way or the other. Meaning, you know, if you're up or tied, I think you're using him for two. If you're down, I think you're using him. Well, maybe it only becomes one because you get there in the eighth hoping you score over the ninth to get him back in there in the ninth inning. So,
also the fact that he'll be on the road so you come back. Like, you know, if you tie the game, you can keep using him.
That's my point. Yeah. You use him in eight hoping that he needs to pitch nine if you come back. So, yeah, my point is, I guess what I'm saying is I expect him to pitch in the eighth inning tonight.
I do, too. I agree with you. Like no matter what the scenario is.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, if they're up 10-0 or something, you never know.
Right,
but
right. If you're up 10-0, then try not to use them. All right. Let's close out our three different Twitter poll questions of the day, all of which are brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Now in stock at Armin Chevrolet, the stylish and safety pack 2026 Equinox. It has arrived. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. All right. The first poll question. If Bader can't start tonight, who should start in the outfield next to Marsh and Kepler? So, most of us today have said we would go with Castellanos. I would go with Casty. John, you say you would go with Weston Wilson?
Yes.
Ben, you say Casty?
Yes, Castellanos.
James, you say Casty?
I said Casty.
And Rhea, you say?
Wilson.
All right, so two Wilsons, three Castys. John, how do you think people voted between Casty, Kemp, Sosa, and Wilson? And by the way, Schwarber doesn't enter this because there's no one to be a classic DH if you were to flip Schwarber to the outfield. There's no purpose there. That's only like if Bryce is injured, can't play the field, but can bat.
Or if you want Bader DH, theoretically, you could do it.
Yes.
Like you talked about
yesterday.
No, that's
true. Like if Bader could run as – but it's hard for me to imagine –
I want Bader.
Well, just based on
period.
Them saying he could run the bases.
I
wouldn't put Kyle Schwarber out in the outfield tonight in that outfield.
No.
But just that is a scenario.
All right, John, who do you think won this poll?
All odds Bader could do more than what we think, maybe. I hope.
Do you believe in Bader, John? I can't really tell.
Who do you think wins this poll, John?
I think Casty
wins
the poll.
And 51.
I think there are a lot of people. Oh, 51. Wow.
51 Casty, 26 Sosa.
How about that?
12 for Weston Wilson, 11 for Kemp. Here's the one guy I feel confident it won't be. Otto Kemp.
Well, I don't think Sosa's playing in the outfield either.
No.
They did one time. It was like
emergency.
An adventure. He did it for one game. Like, there's no way they're going to put him out there.
Fair enough. All right, second poll question. Who's going to win the game tonight? 74% say the Phillies. So belief has risen, obviously.
Wow.
Third poll question.
Was it 57% Dodgers yesterday, I believe?
Something like that. Third poll question. I got two different Flyers pieces of audio here. I got as we get ready for the start of the orange and black, 2 years away from being 2 years away. All right, here's what I'll say about the Flyers. 1 year away from being playoff ready. That's where I am. And 3 years away from being true contention ready. The poll question, are they going to make the playoffs? John, how do people vote on this one?
There's so much wishful thinking that 64% will say yes.
It's more like they just know they probably won't.
Yes.
32% say they will.
So we're not going to be hearing this as much this year?
Right. We got We got all our Flyers music.
You know, the first time you played that horn this morning, I was driving in, and and I had my volume up pretty loud, and I thought I was next to
a truck.
It scared the crap out of me. Like, legitimately scared the crap out of me.
It's Angel's day, Joe, and I'm sitting there being like, do the horn, big dog, do the horn.
Oh, my gosh. It really scared me.
That's great, man.
Yeah.
It sounds like a tugboat almost, too.
Yeah. Oh, so it's loud. Listen, when they score, and they don't score that often, but when they score, they crank it up with the horn. All right, so what was that, James? What was that?
That wasn't bad.
That was horrendous.
It wasn't that bad.
That was
he shoots his goal.
That was enthusiasm.
That was okay. It was like a horrible JJ impression.
I
mean, it was okay.
I'll just be honest with you, James. I didn't know what you were doing.
No, I did, but I feared for the dogs and the cats in the Delaware Valley.
That wasn't bad. That's all right.
So, all jokes aside, good luck to the Flyers. They start their season tonight. We're going to give away some Flyers tickets to a game next week, during next week. So, we look forward to that. Hopefully they can put a charge into it this year. Let's get to Bill in Richmond. Bill, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Let's go.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear that horn. I hear everything. The Phillies last night. Oh, man. You got Eagles today. Let's go.
Yep.
I took tomorrow off because I already knew that I'm going to be up all night tonight, either lamenting a loss, which won't happen because we're going to bring it back to Philadelphia for game 5. Let's go. Oh, man. I'm so pumped.
Let's all take off tomorrow. That's a brilliant idea. We got too much going on tonight.
I need to hear you guys tomorrow morning. I need to hear you guys tomorrow
morning. You'll hear us, Bill. So, Bill, my basic strategy is I'm going to have no phone action. Well, at least once 8:15 starts. So I'm going to be all locked into the Phils, tape delay in the Eagles. And then when the Phils is done, maybe a little bit of post game, and then I'm going to start the Eagles from the kickoff, not knowing anything about the Eagles. I'll be fast-forwarding. Not looking at my phone, not driving down to Borgata till tomorrow morning. Normally I go on the Thursday night, but this way I can hunker down at home, go tomorrow morning. We'll cover it all tomorrow, my man.
Well, I'll tell you right now, I can't wait to see all of y'all in 3 weeks when we have a parade down Broad Street. Let's go. Come on, Phils. We'd bring it home tonight. I think we got it. Hell of a good chance.
All right, so, Bill, just because they could hit a home run tonight, can you give me that home one more time?
That was a good one.
What, home?
Yeah, we say home.
Yes.
You going to eat a hoagie at home tonight?
Hey, Bill, enjoy.
Dude, I'm not even from so I'm the only one of my family that's not from Philadelphia. I'm basically born and raised in Richmond, Virginia. And my dad's from Allentown. My mom's from South Philly. And,
nice.
And my brother's from Hatboro.
You got the home.
Somebody
down.
Got the home.
Awesome.
In.
All right, Bill, wonderful stuff.
Yeah.
By the way, you know what cracks me up about
Central
his.
PA.
Yeah. What cracks me up about his call, in addition to the home, the vacillation, guys. I mean, yesterday, it's like, get rid of all of them.
Yes. It was a funeral yesterday.
It was. And it's like, you stink. And then this guy's, I'll see you at the parade in 3 weeks. Okay,
that's why the best reality.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Show that's out there.
Yeah.
It's the most and a lot of reality shows are scripted. It's just unscripted.
It is.
No idea.
I remember we did that topic a few months ago about what is both good and bad.
Yeah.
And if I remember right at the end, it came down to chemo, which obviously can, help someone move through cancer, yeah, but also really rattles the body during the cancer process, or sports. What's good and bad? Like, sports can lift you up and sports can bring you down. And
damn,
I mean,
straight.
It's a roller coaster of emotions, obviously, quite frequently in sports. This week was wild. I mean, to have all the losses Saturday, Sunday, whatever the hell it was, Monday, Tuesday, I guess it was?
It was Monday. Yeah, Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Yeah, Saturday,
3 days
Sunday.
In a row.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And then to get a win last night was great. Matt in Bucks County. Matt, good morning.
Yo, what's going on, guys?
Hey, buddy.
Hi, Matt.
Hey, guys. Love the show. I only want to talk about two things. okay? Was it the first or second home run where Schwarber turned around and he flipped the switch on?
First.
Did anybody else see that?
It was the first. He looked right at the bench after hitting the home run.
Right, and he flipped that switch on.
Yeah.
That was like a turning moment for me. It was like I saw that, and I saw that look in his eyes. When he flipped that switch, I was like, he's back. This is like that team that got swept in Citibank, and like that was it. They got swept at home. They're embarrassed. They were mad, and they showed it. I don't think this team is the same postseason team as last year where they just quit. I think there's still some fire left. And if you look at that, how many strikeouts did our top three have last night?
I don't know, but not
many. I
don't
many. Know of any, yeah.
One. I think it was 4-1 game one for strikeout. The team.
It was Schwarber.
Yeah.
It, not a big deal, but they all hit the ball. I don't care that Harper was hitting line drives. I mean, he got his bat on the ball. Mm-hmm. They were hitting the ball. They were putting the ball in play.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I want the ball to get down. I want the ball to hit the gap.
All right, Matt, this is where I got to give you. I'm not trying to be Debbie Downer. I'm just going to say it. Just don't take Game 4 for granted because of how great they looked in Game 3. Because I'm almost sensing overconfidence now, and it's like everybody. I'm waving the caution flag. Just
they're on the roller coaster, Joe.
I hear it.
We got our ace on the hill tonight,
Joe. You know,
after Game 2, I was ready to call in and say cancel my playoff tickets.
We all were.
We had people.
Ken from Cinemitson called and said I'm not renewing my season tickets.
Yep.
I'm not going through it all over again next year. You're not. But I just felt. No, I'm not. You're right. The coast isn't clear. 100%. I'm not going into tonight's game expecting anything except for hoping that they're going to play like they did last night.
I like that.
That's all I want.
Listen, Matt, let me tell you something.
They have the capability.
Well, I know they do. Matt, good call. This whole series, even when they weren't playing the sharpest baseball, they always play hard, and they have great hunger to win. And, you know, let's be candid about games 1 and 2. It's not like they didn't show up against the Dodgers or didn't go toe-to-toe. Those were two toe-to-toe games. The Phillies happened to lose both of them. Last night wasn't exactly toe-to-toe. Phillies basically blew them out. Obviously, either team can win this series. The Phillies can do this. There's no question. All right, let's do what, and this should be a good one. Let's do what we do every single day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours. Thank you, Andy. It's brought to us by Xfinity, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Sports Lounge, your home field advantage from Xfinity. Watch all your favorite teams all in one place. Xfinity. Imagine that.
Arenola. And now L.A. Nola.
That's right.
I know he's the guy to take us to the dance. Feeling pretty damn sure that the Phil's advanced because of Nola. And now L.A. Nola. No, Nola.
I forgot about that.
Love that caller bringing that back. Yeah. That's awesome.
That's the great Joe Conklin with the Nola song from a couple years ago, and I hope we get to play that multiple times over the next few weeks.
Topper, you had me in question. And all of a sudden, you bring in Suave Suarez to get the job done. We hit. We win. Whatever the hell it takes, Topper.
That's good, man.
Awesome.
It's amazing what happens when the Phillies don't chase pitches. They hit home runs. Now, one more time, then bring the boys back home. Go, Phillies!
Go, Phillies, indeed!
We're not dead yet. Sankey on the mound tonight. Game 4. Let's do this and force a Game 5 at home. Let's go!
All right, I like everything about your call except for one thing, and it's the word yet. Let me tell you something. A team that wins the title, never dead. 2024 Eagles, never dead. So the proper way to put it is we're not dead.
I think he was quoting Doug Peterson.
I don't care.
We're not done.
Fine.
Yeah.
Well,
remember?
I do, but he said dead, and they don't have to be dead. They can live in the legacy of glory, the pantheon of teams. They can still win it all, but obviously they got to win two more versus the Dodgers to get to that point. With that, even to have a shot to get to that point. With that, time's yours. We shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
He did say dead and not done, right?
He said dead.
Yeah, okay. I thought so. All right, so let me give you a couple programming notes. Obviously, Joe and Hugh to follow. Spike, Ike, and Jack after that. We'll have Eagles pregame coverage tonight here on WIP. We will have the Eagles game tonight on WIP, as the Eagles game is at 8:15. So 8:15 for WIP Eagles coverage of the game itself. The Phillies game flips to two different Odyssey-owned stations that we have right here, right down the hallway from us at WIP, which is KYW. You can hear on the FM side at 103.9 FM for KYW, 103.9 FM. And also the classic spot for Phillies baseball for decade upon decade when Ben and I and others were young. Ben, 1210 AM.
1210, baby.
I mean,
believe it.
How many years? Harry and Whitey and Wheels and Andy Musser. And
you know how many nights I went to sleep with that on the clock
Ben,
radio next
same,
to my bed?
Same. It was a boombox for me.
It was everything.
Alarm clock.
Ben, you got to go to bed. Okay. I'll get up there and close my eyes right away.
All right, so 103.9 FM, 1210 AM for the game tonight. Also, good luck to the Flyers as they embark on a new season. Beginning tonight, we hope they can make the playoffs.
Come on, Jonesy.
Yeah,
get it done.
Yeah, you're not kidding.
No kidding.
All right, so same thing we've done the last 2 days. It's become a little playoff tradition here. 10 to 15 seconds each person on the way out the door on both the Phils and the Eagles. Let's keep it tight because we're low on time. Rhea, what do you got?
Make it count. Make last night's win matter.
Yep.
Make what you did that I've seen teams that have been dead go on a run, bring the series home.
Seltzer?
Just do a job. Do what you did last night. Just win one game. Your ace is on the hill. Go freaking win.
All right, I'm going next. No, win two games, and they will.
Phillies, one at a time, buddy.
Phillies win tonight. Eagles win tonight. Flyers lose tonight. 2 out of 3.
Oh,
as Meatloaf said, 2 out of 3 ain't bad. Ben?
Phillies, don't try and be better than you were last night. Last night was perfect, and Birds win by 17. And... go Flyers. Go orange and black.
John?
Yeah. The guys figured it out, the approach last night. Just keep doing what you did. See lots of pitches. And the run game returns. The run game returns tonight. 150 yards on the ground plus. And we're going to feel good about handing it off to Saquon.
Yeah. And by the way, speaking of the run game, I appreciate Rob Thompson unleashing the double steal last night, which was a good setup by him. Poorly executed by the hitters that followed. But good to see that aggression last night. On the base pass. Everyone, have a spectacular rest of the day. I know that your day is basically going to go as the games tonight go, but let me say this on the way out the door. Go Flyers! Go Eagles! Go Phils!
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.